The reconstruction and lane expansion of Wisconsin Highway 41 will last at least through 2017. In the end, the thoroughfare may win designation as an interstate, which is seen as a benefit to businesses. In the meantime, drivers have contended with lane closures in the Oshkosh area since 2009. This year, the work has moved in earnest into Brown County, between De Pere and Green Bay. Chris Schuler is a DOT spokesman for the project.
If you look at the work that's underway in Winnebago, compare it to Brown, Brown is really, really chugging along right now. There's works up and down the corridor and a lot more scheduled.
Vacationers driving on Interstate 43 in Green Bay can expect lane closures on Green Bay's Leo Frigo Bridge, which was formerly known as Tower Drive. It carries traffic over the Fox River and Green Bay. Schuler says the bridge is being improved so it can handle heavier traffic diverted from Highway 41 beginning next year. That's when access to Green Bay's Velp Avenue interchange will be closed off.
Because obviously this area is going to see a lot of additional traffic, and we're going to have to shut down access at Velp and at I-43. It's going to be limited. So we needed to improve Leo Frigo now ahead of that construction at Velp and I-43.
When all is said and done, Schuler says the tab on the Highway 41 project will amount to $1.5 billion. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.